With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Can you wait on her? Yes, hello everyone, it's GigPod episode 211. And after a very enjoyable break, we're back to do this podcast where we'll be looking ahead to proper football this weekend with Celtic hosting Ross County in the Premier. And a reminder, it's also a good old-fashioned Saturday, 3 o'clock kickoff. What's not to love there? Joining myself, Stevie, for this one and making his GigPod debut as the man who does the dirty work at the press conferences that we get invited along to by the club, it's Daniel, or as you may know him, Daily Celtic on Instagram. Yes, two different Daniels, but unlike the other one we have on here, you actually do go to the games and you don't just turn up for the big ones, do you? So thanks for coming on.
I wouldn't call it dirty work, I'd call it a pleasure, but no, I appreciate you having me on for my long-awaited debut on GigPod.
You're welcome. I know as well, it's funny because you're in block 112, the same as me, and you've still never seen me. Although I think you did say to me, in fact, I do remember being like, spaced out one morning. I think I'd met you, hadn't I? I think you were going to college or something, and I was typically coming out of Greg's or something, or I think I was on my way to Greg's and I saw the queue and I went, fuck that. We both seen each other and I think we were both so done in the morning. A wee bit of trivia there, but aye, one day we'll get to see each other at 112, Daniel, and what a momentous occasion that will be. Look, first things first, we're going to talk about the transfer window. It looks like another rush before the deadline on February the 1st. Now, the ideal habit of getting players in well ahead of time under Ange looks to have been an anomaly, and we're back to our usual trend. So, like, how are you feeling about it? Because I've seen a lot of Celtic fans I'm chatting to, understandably, are pissed off at it. The guys at Pod Tims especially, and I don't blame them, but just away from the podcast and everything, like talking to my pals who don't do any of this, they're all scunnered as well. And I think I'm maybe a bit naive here, because I still feel that Celtic will, although they're going to rush it, I think they will pull a couple of signings out of the bag, frankly, because they have to. I think if they don't, people are going to be absolutely livid at it. We're going to see, you know, just when things were looking up, where I was winning four games on the bounce after the good reaction to the Kilmarnock and the Hearts games, I think that there'd be a real downbeat atmosphere and fans would be understandably angry again at that. I don't think they can afford to let people down. I don't think they can afford to let the manager down. This is why I have the hope that in the last week of it, despite the fact that yes, we're going to be rushing about and again, we're going to be desperate, we really have to be getting players in. So I don't think we're just going to be getting in Nicholas Kuhn and that's it. I do think there's going to be another couple of players, but I guess my big problem is the fact that we're not going to be getting a goalkeeper in. I don't even know what's going to be happening with the left-back situation. We'll maybe touch on that later. A striker, I don't even know what will be happening there. I still think we'll get one in, but it'll probably be a decent one on loan. We still get guys like Lager, Bielka still here when the chat is for the last 2 months, that he should have been out the door, and I think that will probably be our last day rush one with him. Michael Johnston, who should be nowhere near the club, is still here, and if we're getting to the point where he's on the bench on Saturday against Ross County, that's a problem for me. So how are you feeling about the break? How are you feeling about how Celtic have went about their business? And do you have faith, like myself, that the club will pull it out of the bag, even though they shouldn't be needing to, and it should have been done and handled long before next week?
With the incoming of Nicholas Kuhn, it's gave us something to talk about, but like you said, there's still a lot that needs to be sorted out when it comes to maybe a goalkeeper or a left-back and a striker. But I think it's more of how we were when Andrew's at the club and how we dealt with our business then. We had early signings in January, even though the first January was more successful than the second. We still brought the guys that we wanted in early, and it doesn't seem like, since Sanchez went away, we've reverted back to same old Celtic. But I still do have a bit of belief and a bit of faith in the club that they can bring in some good quality, not just a signing in itself. The signing has to be good. It has to be something that can change the dynamic and, you know, put a stamp down on it in the team, no matter who they are or where they play. You can tell, but as time goes on, you know, we had talk about Beck from Liverpool, and then he went and played 7 minutes at the weekend, by the way, which I think is total rubbish from the Liverpool side if they were to get rid of him. But that's out the window, you know, so that's your left back that we had linked, he's away, so now you need to look at another sort of link there. But I do have some sort of hope that maybe Brendan can put like a sort of stamp down and try and force the board to bring in someone, because it genuinely wouldn't surprise me to see him leave the exact same way he did the first time if he doesn't get what he wants, you know, because it's why, I mean he left the first time because, you know, he wasn't getting what he asked for. He asked for guys like John McGinn and he didn't get them, and you see how he is now, and it's just caused him to go and take, you know, a challenge at he thought would be better, and he would get to express his own thoughts more. But no, look, I think we need something. We need a big statement in the next week or so, and I reckon it's only going to be up front. I don't think we're going to get a solid left back in for the long term, and if anything, it will just be a loan, like you mentioned. And if it was up to me, I would have dealt with the goalkeeper situation in the summer. But we'll just need to see what happens when the window is over.
So you're mentioning the word statement there, right? And I agree, I think the players we should be bringing in are actual quality, not just stopgaps, not just guys that will get us through till the end of the season and then we're right back to square one. You know, I really want to see players coming in, proving quality and actually being better than what we've already got. I don't think that's going to happen now. I think if you're going to get the types of player in, that's got to be done more towards the start of the window. At this point, it's just desperate. We're basically going to be throwing anything and hoping that sticks now, and it's exactly what I didn't want to see from us. And I'd imagine the manager will be pissed off at that as well. I don't know if I can see Brendan, though, in that position where he is leaving, because in the media and everything, he's not really came out and he's not been vocal about players not coming in. And I think, yeah, I heard him saying the day, was it yesterday, the club are in a strong position and look to get some players in, especially when he's been challenged on the Matt O'Reilly questioning. I'll come on to that later on as well with Matt O'Reilly. But yeah, I don't think I agree fully that I can see Brendan, or I can't really envision Brendan leaving the now, especially when he is talking about how more players are due to be coming into the club. But it's not just about the league for me. I want to see players coming in to bed in and to gel ahead of the European fixtures next season. I just don't want us in a position where we're getting guys in the summer. They're taking a couple of months to get up to speed. Before you know it, those European fixtures are going to be hitting us in the face again, and if not settled, then we're going to be back to underperforming in Europe. I don't want to see a Celtic in a position like they were in the summer. I mean, I went on and on and on about it, about how fuming I was. I don't want to repeat that, and I'd imagine the manager won't as well. See, the players that come in, for you, what's the priority? Is it a case of just solely to get this league delivered, or are you wanting to see players as well coming in to actually be mainstays for next season as well? Because how serious do you think Celtic are going to be treating the European competition next season? Because I'm aware that my expectations as a fan are very different from the powers that be run Celtic and how they see themselves competing in Europe. And I think they're very much wide of the mark from how a lot of fans feel about Celtic in European competition, especially after the last couple of seasons.
if guys are coming into jail for next season, they need to be good enough right now to be able to see the league out for me as well. Unless you're talking about like a main state loan that we're going to be paying like mental wages for. Let's, for example, the way that Aaron Ramsey went into Rangers and they were trying to just see out Europe and try and get as much as they could for the 6 months that they had them. Unless that's the case, the guys that we bring in, they do need to be longer term thinking as well as coming in and making a statement now, which is what I think the whole point of signing Luis Palma was, but he's probably played more games than what he was expected to play anyway by this point. If we keep the league title at Celtic Park this season, maybe another couple guys, two or three this window, to help see that out, and if they're permanent, see how they can gel together in this squad and if they're going to be good enough for next season. And, you know, because I think that, like you said, we need to sign guys that are going to compete in Europe. As much as the game's progressing, there's more money involved every single year, it's becoming more of a stretch for Celtic to go anywhere in Europe. I still think we need to be trying as hard as possible, because Celtic don't, we know Celtic don't invest the money that they've got, or they don't invest it to the full potential that we could. But I want to see more of that happen, because it brings something special to the club, knowing that you can compete in these types of games. Because even the games like the Lazio games, we get beaten both of them. You know, like, they were both games that we could have won, both of them. And I think with a little bit more quality, we would have won both of them. And obviously, the first one came with conceding in the last minute and scoring an offside goal, which was unfortunate. But you get luck your way and against you, you know what I mean? So these things come with their pros and cons. So I'd like to see signings that will help us see out the league, but are also, you can see the potential of them for next season and then go, oh, I'm excited to see him in Europe. Things like that, you know what I mean? But I suppose we can evaluate again at the end of the season after these signings came in. Let's say we win the league, right? And these signings have made a positive impact. We can evaluate it again and go, right, will these guys be good enough for Europe, or do we still need to go through the same process that we were looking at last year?
Wanted to stress here, the transfer window ends next week. It's not like we're talking here and we've only got one player in. There still is a chance for Celtic to pull out the bag, so I don't want it to be far too negative now, but the message is clear that, I mean, they really have to get a move on and bring in a couple of new signings before next Thursday. That's just non-negotiable for me, really. But moving on to one of the players that we have brought in, now Celtic scouted the Austrian Football Bundesliga. Ach, it's still the old Austro-Hungarian Championship to me, though, Daniel. And they brought in Nicholas Kühn from Rapid Vienna. Now, admittedly, don't know a lot about him. Very ignorant when it comes to European football these days, so it will just be a case of we watching the Premier or Serie A, and that is it. Even La Liga, I can't be annoyed with all that anymore. I'm just an old, ignorant guy. However, 16 games, 2 goals and 5 assists. So in the eye test, in the optics, it all looks okay. But again, we have had plenty of players in where the stats for them have been looking magic, and then they come in to play for Celtic and they're utterly abysmal. So I'm hoping it doesn't go that way for Nicholas Kühn. You did actually speak to him though last week when you had the press conference, so what was your opinion on him? What's your general gut feeling with how he's going to be as a Celtic player, Daniel?
You know, we were chatting to him, me and the rest of the troops in the media room, and he did mention Marvin Kompa about 5 minutes into the press conference, which you have to love and respect from the guy. But no, I'm going to be completely honest. My gut feeling is he's not going to be someone that we're going to look at and rely on to win his games. We could look to Jota to win us a game. We can look to Kyogo to win us a game. It just feels like he's going to be another guy that we brought in. He does his bit at Celtic for a few years and then he leaves. And it's a good signing in terms of the statistics that he brings to the club, but my genuine gut feeling is he's not going to be the answer to the problem that we have at the wing with replacing Jota. I'd love him to prove me wrong, but I know he has got a bit of an injury prone record to his name, so I just hope that disappears whilst he's here. But again, he was young. The way I'm looking and judging him is his games as he was growing up and he was gaining experience, but this is really the place where he's going to put a mark down. If it's going to be anywhere, it's going to be here if he wants to really succeed. Again, we just need to go with it, but hopefully he proves me wrong. He's a left footer. I do love a left footer, especially on the wing. He'd have to kick on quite quickly, because with Lee El Abada coming back from his injury, you know, we've got Maeda when he comes back from from the Asian Cup, and then obviously Lionel Messi with Mikey Johnson in the wing as well. He's like, he'll be a different type of player to what Palma was, or what Palma is. You know, I can't really see him being the long-term answer to our winger problem.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Yeah, I think you make a good point about how you have to really kick on quickly at Celtic if you're out wide, because you look at Hak Sabanovic, for example. I mean, when he came into the team, he had a fantastic October in November in 2022. We had the winter break. And then, again, he found himself out of the team just due to the form of Daiza Maeda. And Jota, to get back in the team just for a couple of games, really failed to impress, and then for the rest of his Celtic career, he was pretty much a peripheral figure on the sidelines. So yeah, I'm hoping Kuhn hits the ground running. He's really got no option though, and hopefully he does prove you wrong. But yeah, sticking on players out wide now, Lila Bada, a couple of rumours that teams are going to be coming in for him on loan. My assessment of this one is that I think he has a way. I think the fact that it's been two stories that have been leaked from Steve McGowan, who is pretty much the board, or rather Peter Lawwell's mouthpiece of what's happening at the club, he will drip feed it down to him, and if he's putting it out there, then chances are it is legit. I just reckon with Abada that there is something in it. I'll get your opinion on that in a second. Mine's is that he will be off in next week, and I think Kuhn is his direct replacement. Matt O'Reilly, news came out today that Atletico Madrid have bid for him. It's a loan deal, and they're obligated to buy in the summer. Celtic a couple of hours ago came out saying they're unwilling to let him go. He's by far and away the most important player at the club right now. It's quite something. I think someone is more important to us than CCV, but Matt O'Reilly, take him out of the team. I even just think guys like Bernardo thrive with Matt O'Reilly playing alongside him. Look at the assists that he had just at the weekend against Bucky Thistle. I mean, what a ball it was to put Bernardo through for that wee chip. There's not a lot of other players that can really do that, and I think Bernardo's recent form is down to the fact that he's playing alongside a guy like O'Reilly, who is just having an unbelievable season. I really just hope that we can hold on to him in winter. I think it would just be a bad look for Celtic if we were to get rid of him now, and I don't think there's a realistic replacement there for him either. So, you know, I don't doubt Atletico Madrid are interested in him. He's a brilliant, brilliant player. Why wouldn't they be? But hopefully Celtic can fend him away, convince Matt O'Reilly to stay till the summer, and then inevitably we will cash in, because from my point of view, if you're a footballer there, you go to a team like Atletico Madrid, automatically Denmark, you're going to be a shoo-in to starting the games at the Euros, and that's probably going to be his ambition. So yeah, out of the two players, who do you think's most likely to go in this window?
Definitely Lee Alabada. I'm near enough the same as you. I can't see Lee Alabada staying in this window. I'm not going to put it down to this, but with what's been happening recently with the whole Palestine thing, it wouldn't surprise me if it's had some sort of effect on him. But like you said, with Peter Lawwell and his mouthpiece, Steve McGowan, who, like you said, again, he's reliable when it comes to most Celtic news. I really can't see him staying at the club, but it's disappointing that it may be a loan, because it has no benefit to us with him going out on loan, other than it takes away a part of his wages, which really has no effect on Celtic at all. But if you're going to get rid of him, then you would much rather it on a permanent, so that you can, or at least we can make the point that we need a replacement in for him. But I think if he was to go out on loan, they would just get bought or sold after it anyway by that club or another club who would be interested in him. But the fact he signed a new deal recently and he's now looking to go, it's not a good look. I can't really see him staying at all in this window. But like I said, I'd much rather it be a permanent deal. I'm not a bad as Starboy biggest fan. I do rate him. He's got a lot of goals and assists in the team, and I actually do think his positional sense is the best at the club. But he's one of these guys that I do think would be replaceable with the right person coming in and the right money spent on the person. But Matt O'Reilly, I can't see him going till the summer. Also saw that Atletico Madrid are interested in a Belgian centre midfielder. Can't remember his name, but it was for a fee around about €22 million. So that looks to be the fee that they'd be looking to spend on that kind of position, to bring in that sort of player. So if it's the case that they do bring in the Belgian and he doesn't go to Atletico in this window or the summer, then I think he will be away anyway, and I think it will be to a top club for probably the record fee that we've ever taken for a player in Scotland. But like you said, guys click with Matt O'Reilly and this team. Bernardo, he's starting to click, and he has been starting to click for weeks now, and a lot of it's got to do with the fact he's playing with someone like Matt O'Reilly. It lets him flow freely in the middle of the park, Guys can just flow freely with Matt O'Reilly there, and you think about the goals they've scored in Europe and even in Scotland with Matt O'Reilly playing that simple ball with Kyogo. It's pretty much a 1-2, and I don't think many other players can play that final ball the way that Matt O'Reilly does, so consistently and so perfectly, that it leads to goals automatically. That puts you in a driving position to go on and win a game. He's so important to Celtic that seeing him go, it would scunner you, but it's inevitable because that's the way we run the club, and that's naturally how players, you know, come and go from Celtic. If they come to Celtic and they're as good as what Matt O'Reilly's been, then they're automatically going to look to a bigger club if they come in, and Celtic are automatically going to accept an offer. Matt O'Reilly deserves a move to a European giant, and like you said, it gets him in the Denmark, not even just the squad, it gets him in the starting 11 consistently for that Euros, and then that allows him to show what he's all about in a world stage. You know, there's going to be people all over the world watching the Euros, it's not just European. You've seen with the mentalness that's going on in the AFCON, everyone from everywhere watches these competitions, so people are going to see this guy and they're going to look and be like, how has he went unknown for so long? And you think about how Celtic got him for so cheap, and MK Dons fans weren't pleased at all. But I think after he goes, we'll be seeing the same. Even if he goes 25, 30 million, we should be demanding more money for this guy after he goes. But I do think that he will be here until the end of the season. He'll be off in the summer, but when it comes to Abada, I can see him being off within the next week, whether it's a loan or a permanent move. But if he had to go, I would rather it be a permanent move.
Well, both of them will definitely be involved at the weekend against Ross County, and that's about what I want to talk about now. I mean, all that transfer window crap, I'm going to have to talk about that next week as well with Rizzo, no doubt. But essentially, just want to talk about the football in here. And, as I said earlier on, Saturday, 3 o'clock at Celtic Park, we have Ross County with straight shooting Derek Adams. They've got no wins since the start of December. Out of the cup at the weekend as well, where they get humiliated 3-0 off Partick Thistle. And they're in 11th place now, playing for a manager who is doing his best to get himself sacked. So I'd like to think, look, never come on here thinking it's a gimme. I really don't always think we have to beat our best to win. And as we've seen this season, teams have came to Celtic Park in bad form and got results. St Johnston, Motherwell, and even when Hibs got 0-0 against us at Easter Road, infamously a bogey ground for us, of course, like they were terrible as well. So yeah, I'm under no illusions that it's not just going to be a stroll in the park, but if we're anywhere, you know, near our best, I think we should be winning that comfortably, because I don't imagine those Ross County players will be happy whatsoever playing for Derek Adams. And now he might expect a reaction from his words, and especially after the terrible performance in the Scottish Cup at the weekend, but realistically, I can't see anything other than a comfortable Celtic win there. How do you think it's going to go for Saturday? I'm going to assume you agree, though.
Well, for me, it's hard to disagree with this one, Stevie. I don't know what's going on in Derek Adams' mind at the moment, but he's certainly not happy in the Highlands, and I can genuinely see him being away after Saturday. It's a weird one because they got humiliated at the weekend. They were put out the big cup that they thought, right, this is what we can compete in this season, try and get as far as they can, a wee bit of money, to take the sort of focus off of how shockingly they're doing in the Premier. But no, the players aren't playing for him. He is publicly admitting that the players in the standard of Scottish football just isn't up to it. But no, I think it'll be comfortable. I can't really see it being too much of a struggle, if any. We'll probably, and I don't want to sound confident. Well, I do want to sound confident. I don't want to sound arrogant, but it could genuinely turn into a kickabout at some point, as we know that Brendan Rodgers does like to hold his leads and see out games comfortably without risking injuries to players and different sort of things. But I would think that we were comfortable and that we keep our lead at the top of the table. But you never know, Stevie, you never know how these games go. Like you said, we've dropped points in games you thought we should be winning at the start of the season or nearer to the start of the season. But I feel like this is just different than the St Johnstone game we dropped points in. And I just think this Ross County team has got absolutely no chance at anything until Derek Adams is away from that club.
Before I get an outro here, I just need your shoot prediction. So on Saturday, I'm going to say Celtic will beat Ross County 3-0. Daniel, give me your shoot.
Oh, I hate to be boring, Stevie, but I also think it will be 3-0 to Celtic.
It's good to know somebody is always in agreement with me. It's never going to be Reeds or Dan, so thank you to you being the exception here. Right, anyway, so for people who want to find you on social media, that great invention, where can they get you, Daniel?
Well, I'm currently only on Instagram, and I have to admit I have been slacking in the past couple of months, but everyone goes through a bad patch. Derek Adams would agree. But anyway, you can find me on Instagram at daily_Celtic, where I promise I will be more active in the upcoming weeks. But yes, that's where you can find me.
Doing yourself a disservice there as well, because, you know, it's a winter break, and I just don't know what people are meant to be posting on all that on social media. I think it's just stat padding for a lot of accounts, but a bit like us, Daniel, you're the same, just enjoying your break too much, and I would never hold that against you. So thanks a lot for coming on. Much appreciated. And to everyone else, thanks a lot for listening. You know where to find us. We are on Instagram as well, at GigPod and nothing else, and hosting very sporadically. Some people continuing just to take the huff at what we say. That's never going to change, and the main thing for us is you definitely subscribe on Spotify and iTunes, because while our social media posts are sporadic, the numbers do keep going up on Spotify and iTunes, for what I can tell, and that is the big thing that we ask for. None of this falling on social media, definitely subscribing on Spotify and iTunes, so keep that up. Thanks to everybody for listening, and we'll talk to you after the game on Saturday. Thank you, and hail hail.
Network. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.